Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons Podcast, a podcast made for expats, where get ready for coaching tips and life lessons to help you feel more at home no matter where you are based.
Also get ready for silly jokes, funny stories, and the truth of what it means to be an expat.
I'm Mariana.
And I am Alina.
So let's get started.
Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast. My name is Mariana, and as you might know from previous podcast episodes, if you have heard them before, I'm an expat coach. I'm Portuguese. I have lived in Scotland and now I live in Geneva, Switzerland. So I'm an expat just like you, or just like you are about to become one. Today we are really here to give you some practical tips for your expat life, or for your life if you are about to become an expat. Because the goal with this podcast is really to help you create a life you absolutely love as an expat, and really to connect with yourself so much that you know that if something happens, because in life we always have challenges, we might have stressful situations, and to really know that you have your own back no matter what happens. Today, the topic is the same one as the previous episode, but today it's all about practical coaching tips. So today is really about what if it doesn't go well. And what I mean by this is sometimes you have expectations. Sometimes we have expectations that it will go super well, or we have expectations that we have no idea how it will go, but then something happens. Then something that we were not expecting at all happens, and we just stay there and we ask ourselves, why isn't it going well? Like, what am I doing wrong? And we have all these self-doubt thoughts of, okay, I have no idea what to do. I don't know how to get out of this situation. I don't know how to overcome this feeling. And sometimes we might even feel lost. And I've been there as well. I think we all have eventually, one time or another in our lives. And I wanted to talk to you about this today because it's something that can happen so much as expats. And I know from my own experience as well, because sometimes we are expecting maybe that our friends will stay wherever we are living and then they leave. Or sometimes we might move the second time around. And the first time it went super well. And then we move the second time and we might be even expecting it to go really well. And then it goes completely different. And we are not expecting it. And then the stress is way too high. And we honestly don't know how to deal with it. We don't know how to cope with it. Because honestly, dealing with stressful situations and really learning how to cope with it is really a skill that many of us might not even have, or might not even know that we can develop it. You know, I don't know if you have ever thought like this, but sometimes we might think, ah, that person is just so good at managing stress. I'm just not like that. And then that's what it's called, a fixed mindset. That's really like, I'm like this or I'm like that. And there is nothing I can do to change it. But the thing is that if we are really stressed, if we don't know what to do, we can always build that skill. Many times other people it might be easier for them, or they might have other skills that they don't even realize they do. But the truth is, we can always really develop our skills, and that's really called growth mindset if you want to look into it a bit more. But it's really like, okay, if so far it has been hard for you to do something, maybe the more that you try, the more that you learn about it, the more that you can develop the skill, and the more that you can really grow whatever you want to grow, and grow whatever skill you want in your life. And why am I saying this? Because sometimes we think that we can't develop any skill, and it's just like, it's just as it is. Like, nothing will change, and it's just, I don't know what to do, and that's it. And one thing I really want to encourage you, if you're feeling like this right now, to really step out of it is to, and it's just not, just do it. I'm really against that, because sometimes, yes, we need a little bit of a push to do something, but sometimes the first thing we need to do is to be compassionate with ourselves. So if you're feeling this right now, you might have heard me say in other podcast episodes, but it's just because I really believe in it. And I think it's the first step. It's really to regulate ourselves. So if right now you're feeling overwhelmed by everything that's going on, send me a message on Instagram, because I have some breathing exercises that could help you, and some YouTube videos that could help you. But right now, let's do something together. So right now, I would invite you to really close your eyes and to put your hand up, one of your hands, and then the other one will go up and down on your fingers. And when it goes up, you take a breath in. And when it goes down on your finger, you take a breath out. So if you want, stop the podcast here, the podcast episode, and just do that breathing exercise first to really be more aware of how you feel, to really step into more like of your body sensations as well, so that you can have a clearer mind to do whatever it is that we are talking about next. So pause me here if you want to do it. Now, if you have paused, I hope that you're feeling better. And now one thing that I wanted to really talk to you about is really like future self-thinking. So what I mean by this, to connect more with how you want your life to be like. I know, especially as an expat, since our life can be so uncertain, we don't really know what we want sometimes, specifically in tangible terms. But one thing I will guess is that you know how you want to feel in your life. So just think about your life right now and think about how you would you like your life to be like in the future. How would you want to feel like? And then after you do this, after you think, oh, I would like, let's say, to feel calmer. I would like to feel joyful, whatever it is. And then when you do this, I would really invite you to ask yourself, what could you do right now to create that? Because sometimes, especially when something is not going well right now, it's so easy to fixate on it. It's so easy to just go over it, to ruminate on it, and just to go on a loop on it. So what I mean by a loop is really like you just think about it over and over and over again. So one thing that you can do to really step out of this cycle of thoughts is really to ask yourself, how would you like to feel like? And what would be one thing that you could do to create it? Because sometimes when we are really overwhelmed and when things are not going well, we tend to stop. We tend to go into our comfort zone. We tend to watch TV. We tend to scroll on social media. Because in reality, that relaxes us. That's the reality. But one thing it doesn't do is help us create a new reality. And we end up getting stuck in the feeling that we are having right now. So really, when you know how you want to feel in the future, what could you do right now to start creating that? And one thing I really wanted to point out here is there is a very big difference in feeling helpless right now and not really knowing what to do. And there's a very big difference in really being hopeful about the future. Because the truth is, we will never know how the future will be. Like, we have no control over the outcome, over when things happen, and so on. But the more intentional that we are in our lives, the more that we know, like, what we want, the more that we can take the steps to create it. So I really wanted to talk to you about this today. And even one last thing is really, whenever you start taking action, whenever you start taking the steps to create that, to create that feeling that you want in your life, to really think about what obstacles could that there be in my way? And how could I overcome them? You know, sometimes we think about challenges as something stressful, as something we don't know what to do, something overwhelming. But sometimes I would ask, like, one last question I would ask you is really, what if you saw that challenge as an opportunity? What if you saw that challenge as an opportunity to grow, as an opportunity to know more about yourself, as an opportunity to connect deeper with everything that you are feeling, and even as an opportunity to ask for help if you are going through something that you really have no idea how to get out of? Be that with a therapist, be that with a coach, and if you want a coach, reach out. But it's really like, I always see challenge, even when I'm feeling really low, as an opportunity in reality. Even if it feels like crap right now, I would still see it as an opportunity to really understand more, like, what do I even want in my life? What don't I want? What do I even want to feel like? And how can I love myself more? How can I be more connected with myself? So that's what I had for this podcast today. I hope that's really helpful. And I would love to hear from you, actually, because I love to hear what you think about the podcast episode, if it's helpful, if it's not, if you have any questions, whatever it might be that you have a comment on. So if you have anything to say, send me a message on Instagram. My account will be on the show notes, so just reach out. And thank you for tuning in. See you on the next episode.